Room 5, Three Little Birds, and John Mayer ahead of that one, The Heart of Life. It's a minute before 11, and I mentioned to you at the start of the show that around about 11 o'clock we would be in conversation with friends of a youngster called Josh Bilton. Josh Bilton was a grade 11 student pupil at Northwood Boys High who had an extraordinary influence on all that knew him. He was a sportsman, he was a musician, he was a friend, he was apparently a light in a room. He would he lifted people up. And isn't it the irony of life that often the good die young? He passed at a very early age from cancer recently, a great shock to all that knew and loved him. Two of his friends have come into the studio today. Nathan Nachel and Josh Ulefiert, welcome to you both on the Dave Charles Show. It's great to have you here, although under rather sad circumstances. But let's not go there. Let's rather celebrate a life that was very short, but extraordinary, extraordinary. Because from what I can gather, your friend Josh was quite a character. What are your best memories of him? Nathan?
One memory that always sticks with me is We'd think we're so cool in like grade 9, and we would always sneak out the house, bring a speaker to the golf course, and just literally talk about anything. And it's not special to anyone else, but that really stuck with me, and it will always stick with me.
You'd head onto the golf course with a Bluetooth speaker and bang out the beats.
Yeah,
something that he'd created because he was an aspirant DJ.
Yeah, back then, grade 9, it wasn't his passion. At grade 10, it started for him.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you'd go and listen on the golf course and shoot the breeze.
We would just
generally hang out.
Just be there, listen to music, and just chill.
Was he a real friend? Did he make you feel good when things were bad?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure, yeah. Even when he was going through his hard times, he'd never not make me smile, make anyone else smile. It's just who he was as a person.
And he knew that he was, well, we never know that we're dying, although we all are. That's a reality. But when you get a cancer diagnosis as serious as his, he must have known that there was a very strong possibility of not surviving, and yet he remained positive.
He was always scared that it would come back because his cancer was a reoccurring one, so it would come back or might have come back. But he was never scared of it. That never crossed his mind, and that's what's so powerful about him is.
So he didn't dwell on the negative.
No.
In fact, he made as much out of life as he could in the short time that he had. And that included music, that included sport. Josh, you say that you're a rugby player, not a soccer player. Or was it the other way around?
Yeah, a soccer player.
You're a soccer player, not a rugby. You're a rugby player.
I'm the rugby player. Yeah.
Nathan's the rugby player. You're a soccer player. Now, your mate Josh was a soccer player, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, was he a good soccer player?
Yeah, he was incredible. We both played KZN in grade 9, and he also played first team at a young age. Yeah.
And you're a first team player?
Yeah, I also play for AmaZulu, so it's like a...
So you're a serious soccer player. Is this going to be your future?
Yeah.
Did he have similar plans? Did he want to play football, or did he want to play music?
So originally, his plan and passion was football, and he wanted to make it pro. And then... after his diagnosis, he started playing music, and that was him.
You know, I have an idea that all aspirant musicians, DJs, call them what you will, make music to make the world a better place. Mm-hmm. And there is no better way of doing that than getting your music on the air, whether it's on an FM frequency like this or whether it's streaming internationally, which we do as well. A tribute to your friend. He's still with us. We're going to play a tune that he created and released not too long ago. What can you tell me about Music Tales?
That was his first track he's ever started working on ever. He didn't have all the things you needed to start a music. He just had the app and not all the premium stuff. And yeah, he just started it in his room with me, and then just from there started going and it kicked off.
Well, we're making radio history here on 88 FM.
Yeah.
For the first time, Josh Bilton Music Tales. The music of Josh Bilton, clearly an extraordinary talent for one so young. He passed from cancer recently, grade 11 pupil at Northwood. Two of his friends are in the studio with me right now, Nathan Nachel and Josh Ulefiet, remembering a life that burnt very bright, but very fast, and leaves behind, I suppose, an enormous gap, because you turn around and he's no longer there. What were some of the memories that he will, I think, for you, Nathan, always hold, you'll always hold dear? What was one of the most profound memories that you have of your friend?
There's so much, but one that when he was like nearly finished with cancer and in remission, he had to like do these vitamin drips and all this stuff at our village health, and I would, every Saturday we would go there, and even if we didn't do anything, we'd watch a movie together. It was just so nice.
So it's really a part of your life.
Yeah.
And do you still talk to him?
I don't talk out loud, but I'll talk in my head and then talk to him, yeah.
It's strange how those that have meant so much to us continue as life goes on, and you're very young. Of course, you've still got, hopefully, a long journey ahead.
Yeah.
But, you know, your friends walk with you, whether they are physically still here or whether it's the memory of the good times, of the good things. Josh, for you, any particular memories?
My favorite memory is probably when he had his first DJ gig. The next day we had a math test, Nathan and I. So Josh played at Good Vibes. We went to that, his whole family came to that. Even though it wasn't a very big event, it was just very special. The next day, woke up early, went, failed math. But yeah. So,
were you not particularly strong academically then?
No, both of us are pretty strong academically, but I think we just have priorities, and Josh was our priority at that moment.
Yeah. Do you know what he'd hoped to do with his life? What had he ever confided in you what he wanted to be?
Yeah, his dream was to go far in DJing, go big in DJing. And then obviously we were talking about our plan to move to Cape Town and go study there. And then after that, he'd want to just go far with DJing, and that, because that was his passion after soccer. And then, yeah, he really wanted to pursue his dreams.
And you said that he's actually released a couple of tracks that are about to launch. Well, certainly one that you mentioned earlier off air.
Yeah, there's he's produced two songs. And there's one that I got sent by his producer, Lucas. It's called Miracle Music. And it was an unfinished track that they made, or like a project. And he sent it to me finished, and there might be a few more coming, not too sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the legacy lives on.
Oh, for sure. Oh,
that's magnificent. If there was one thing, if your friend was still with you, of course, I believe that he is, but, you know, what would you want to tell him?
I miss him, and I want him to go find DJing and be there with him.
Oh. Yeah. And you, Josh?
Yeah, I think the same as Nathan. Like, he had so much more to do. Like, he had so many goals and objectives. But, yeah.
Well, you'll carry his legacy.
Definitely.
I have no doubt that as you go through life and become the leaders, the future leaders that I'm sure that you're both going to be, because I'm impressed by you. And you'll carry the memories of your friend, who no doubt had a lot to do with the formative years. And you'll always remember him with love and affection. And we extend huge condolences to the family and friends and everyone that knew him, but knowing that this is not the end, you know. I have joined on the Dave Charles Show by Nathan Nachel and Josh Ulefiet, friends of Josh Bilton, who sadly lost his battle to cancer recently, but his legacy lives on in his music and the memories that he left. And I would like to leave you with this quote: I protect you from where I am, and sometimes I stroke your face as you dream. Don't cry for what we've lost. Smile for all that no one can ever take away. One day we'll find each other again, and it will feel as if we had never been apart. Guys, thanks so much for honoring your friend in this way and for joining me. And I think we play out with this one.